So we're going to tell you what it is.
Oh, is it literally everything?
Literally everything. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. D.C. won't be able to enforce its strict limits on concealed carry gun permits. A federal appeals court has declined to reconsider a ruling in July by a three-judge panel of the court blocking the D.C. concealed carry law, which requires an applicant to show a good reason why they need one. D.C. now has a week to decide whether to ask the appeals court to put its ruling on hold as the city decides whether to seek a review by the Supreme Court. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price is going to reimburse the government nearly $52,000 for taking expensive charter flights while on government business.
I think what we've done right now is to demonstrate good faith effort, that we've heard the concern and the criticism, and we look forward to the Inspector General's report.
The move comes after President Trump suggested he is debating whether to fire Price. The White House is defending the administration's response to the devastation in Puerto Rico caused by Hurricane Maria. Now, it's been more than a week since the storm, and millions are still without power.
FEMA has delivered almost a million meals to Puerto Rico so far, but some parts of the island are still without. That's due to a number of factors, including destroyed roads, a lack of drivers, and vehicle fuel. Jose Ayala with Crowley Shipping says that's why there's a lot of stuff still sitting at the San Juan port.
Frustration of knowing that maybe right now there's a person in need of medicine, that right now babies, children don't have a bottle of water, and it's here, it's in Puerto Rico.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Metro's problems aren't all being caused by funding issues, says one D.C. nonpartisan group.
These problems inevitably are the product of a governance structure that, as designed, is fundamentally flawed.
The federal city council chair and former D.C. Mayor Tony Williams says Metro's board is too big and needs to be cut from 16 to 5 members, and those members should have specialized qualifications,
such as expertise in transit operations, management, finance, and safety.
Looking around at its colleagues, current board member Michael Goldman says,
many of the attributes and expertise you're looking for in a board are already here.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The woman charged with throwing a cup of urine on a Metro bus driver a couple of weeks ago is now in more trouble. 38-year-old Opal Brown was a no-show in court yesterday to face the assault charge, so a judge has now issued a warrant for Brown's arrest. Actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus has revealed that she's been diagnosed with breast cancer.
The day after, Julia Louis-Dreyfus won a history 6th straight Emmy for the same role.
I can't believe it.
She was given the diagnosis. Nearly 2 weeks later, she took to Twitter to announce it to her fans, saying, 1 in 8 women get cancer. Today, I'm the one. She also advocated for health care, saying not all women are as lucky as she to have fantastic health insurance, and writes, let's fight all cancers and make universal health care a reality.
Correspondent Jim Roop. 5 Maryland officials, including the acting health secretary, are now in contempt of court for failing to follow court orders to place criminal defendants in state psychiatric hospitals. A Baltimore judge says the Department of Health, which is responsible for treating mentally ill defendants, has not been doing its job. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,381. The NASDAQ at 64.53. Sports, Aaron Rodgers throws for 179 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Packers beat the Bears. Baseball, the Nats win. The O's have the night off. NHL preseason, the Caps take on Carolina tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You can grab $1,000 4 times a day. Easy. It's $4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money every weekday. Details at WMAL.com and listen here. 4K a day on WMAL.
The people around you are getting wise. You have a problem and everybody knows it. Your addiction is destroying your life. How many friends will you lose? What's next? Your job? Your family? Your life? You've got one shot at this. Make your first call count. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now at 800-900-7783. Banyan Treatment Centers can help you find the right treatment program, help with family interventions, and even travel arrangements. You or your loved one can be enrolled in the right treatment program today. Make the phone call. Get into treatment today and save your life. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now at 800-900-7783. Addiction specialists are ready to help you or a loved one now. The consultation is free and completely confidential. Do something while you still can. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now. 800-900-7783. That's 800-900-7783.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Fall is the time for planting, and right now, Potomac Petals and Plants has the best selection of mums, pansies, pumpkins, and fall wreaths in stock. For great prices and expert advice, visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters on 29 Columbia Pike coming out of White Oak. It's a broken down car as you head down toward the Trader Joe's. Blocks one lane and still beyond down to Four Corners. The off and on slowdowns. Top side of the Beltway from College Park 95 and around to George Avenue slow. Veers Mill Road. If you're heading from, say, Rockville Pike, and you're going or heading toward Rockville Pike, Veers Mill Road, watch for delays due to the crash right near Broadwood Drive. If you're familiar with that area, a little extra time needed. 270 out of Gaithersburg and down to the 270 spur, and the lane divide slows. Inner loop into Bethesda past Connecticut Avenue, and the outer loop toward Connecticut Avenue as well. Looks like that incident should be out of the travel lanes. We may have a lane reblocked. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice looking forecast over the next few days. Great weekend coming up. Temperatures finally down closer to the average high, which is in the mid-70s. That's where we go today. Already cooler this morning with a north breeze. We're clear, sunny later. Let's make it 75. Tonight, 59, suburbs cooler. Sun and clouds around tomorrow, near 70 degrees. Sunny Sunday, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Arlington, 48 in Olney, 59 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. Another D.C. area county is joining the competition for Amazon's new headquarters. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Coming up on WMAL at 8:35, the one and only Brett Baer from Fox News will be joining us. He'll tell us the latest on Tom Price, whether he still is employed as of right now. We think he is. And the roundup with Capitol Hill News. What has happened this week and what do you think is going to happen this weekend? Because, you know, he knows everything. Speaking of knowing everything, there's Vince Colanese over there on Mary Walter.
Yes, noodle. I am moment by moment we're watching that Tom Price guy. Good luck, Tom. And speaking of moment by moment, we've been watching the NFL all week because it looks like fewer people are going to be watching the NFL thanks to some of the behaviors they've been exhibiting after they reacted to the President of the United States last week, who was, like, you know, chiding them for taking a knee on the national anthem and the American flag. And there's been some talk in the league about what's going to happen in this coming week. Well, we already have kind of a preview, because Thursday Night Football was last night. You had Packers-Bears. You have Aaron Rodgers kind of promising, like, and even encouraging the fans to stand up in the stands and link arms and be together. And just before the national anthem, this is the sound that you could hear last night.
Time now for the national anthem.
It isn't clear. There's a USA chanting going on in there, and over and over. Certainly people wanting to be patriotic. And the national anthem begins, and what you have are the Packers and the Bears have decided no more kneeling. They're standing, and they're linking arms, right? This is that show of unity, Mary, that you love so much.
I thought we had a show of unity like a month ago, and we all stood and put our hands over our heart and sang the national anthem. So I thought that was pretty unifying because we all did the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little confused, but things like I'm confused a lot lately. It's either early onset Alzheimer's or I just don't understand the world anymore. And at this point, it may not even be early onset anymore.
Well, I'm oblivious enough that I'm going to try and help you coach you through it. This basically turned into they're now getting away from the kneeling. And additionally, we saw many of the players had basically so fully linked their arms. They're linked at the elbows. They're almost couples, actually. And their arms are so linked that they have their hand up on their heart. They're able to get their hand all the way through the other guy's arm, and they're about back on their heart. So it was a very cozy experience for these football players last night as they tried to honor the country arm to arm. So you have that. Meanwhile, the cameras last night for Thursday Night Football were panning the crowd, and you were able to see a little bit of whether or not they were responsive to Aaron Rodgers' wishes that they all link arms. And the truth is, some of the cheeseheads were. They were linked up. But for the most part, it was hands on heart, and a couple guys in the stands, whether or not it's appropriate to salute out of uniform or not, were saluting the American flag. So you have all of that going on in the stands, but certainly a lot of patriotism there. A lot less arm linking going on in the stands than there was on the field.
Well, what did they expect? Did they really seriously think that people love them? And see, this is the beauty of people, high-priced morons. Because seriously, because it really, their skill in life is getting the ball down the field. That's as far as it goes. And we heard, who was it, LeBron James? Was it LeBron James who talked about how stupid people are? Was that him?
I'm sure.
I think that was him who talked about how stupid people were, and his little speech there that made zero grammatical sense whatsoever. And he's talking about how stupid everybody else is. They truly believe that the universe revolves around them, because listen, ball players, whether it's getting the ball through the hoop or down the field, the rules have never applied to you coming up through life. So when you get to where you are, where you're in the NFL and everyone's cheering for you, you buy your own press. So they really seriously think that people would go, oh, well, they told me to link arms, I'm doing it. That's what they really seriously
everyone's,
think.
They're just all scared. They're too scared to offend everybody, so they're trying to figure out a way to dance that line. The other thing here is, remember, the Packers in particular are kind of an interesting case, because many of the people who are in the stands are Packers shareholders.
Yes.
There's 380,000 people or something who are Packers shareholders. I forget what the number is. But many of those people will have been in the stands. So if you're interested in knowing what the ownership of the Packers thinks about all this, they're putting their hands over their hearts.
See, the problem with the shareholder, from what I understand, I was reading an article about a woman whose mom is a shareholder, and her mom is very upset about this whole thing. But if you give up your shares, you don't get reimbursed for them. They're just gone. So it's not like a stock
that you
experience.
Can
sell.
You have
it's
to buy
a
tickets.
Weird, it's a weird arrangement. But if you want to get rid of it, you just give it up and someone else takes it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people would love to take it. So it's not like you get anything back for it.
Yeah, somebody told me recently, you know, a bar in Wisconsin is basically an owner's meeting of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, in other anthem news, you've got the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are now saying they're going to stand for the national anthem this Sunday, which, boy, I don't know if any team took it as hard as the Steelers did. I mean, like many of these teams, of course, were criticized for having people take a knee on the anthem, but the Steelers, they became the Pittsburgh Kneelers. There were people very upset with them for kneeling this past weekend. So now what you've got is, remember, Alejandro Villanueva came out, the former Army Ranger, standing outside the tunnel. No, not kneeling. Actually, the Steelers, remember, hid inside the locker room, but they're calling them the Kneelers anyway. Ben Roethlisberger said earlier this week that the team will stand going forward. And center Marquise Pouncey did confirm that again this Wednesday. So the Steelers will be standing. Also, the Denver Broncos, no longer kneeling. The Broncos announcing yesterday afternoon that the team is no longer having players kneel during the national anthem. They released a statement. They said the following: last week, members of our team joined their brothers around the NFL in a powerful display of unity. It was an emotional time for everyone, including the fans who support us each and every week. As controversial as it appeared, we needed to show our collective strength and resolve. And now they're saying, we're going to stand again. No matter how divisive some comments and issues can be.
So this week, I've been told it seems to be a different theme every day as to why they're doing this, what the protest is about. So yesterday I was told it was about police brutality. And if you don't agree with them, then clearly you're for police brutality. And I found that leap of quote-unquote logic okay. And so now today, it's unity. That's what I'm hearing. It's unity. But now they need to clarify, what are we unified for or against? Are we unified for something, or are we unified against something? I don't understand. So that's the missing piece of the puzzle for me today.
Yeah.
Every day there's a hunt. It's like an Easter egg hunt for me to try to find out exactly what I'm supposed to be either for or against with this whole standing, kneeling, linking arms, whatever the heck is going on now.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, the Tennessee Titans, they've come under some weird things. You had Titans tight end Delanie Walker. He said this week, quote, first off, I'm going to say this. We're not disrespecting the military, the men, and the women that serve in the Army. That's not what it's all about. If you look at most of the guys in here, I've been in the USO. I support the troops. That is not about that. It's about equal rights. And then he says, and the fans that don't want to come to the game, I mean, okay, bye. I mean, if you feel that's something we're disrespecting you, don't come to the game. You don't have to. No one's telling you to come to the game. It's your freedom of choice to do that. So
But see, that's they the think they are so irresistible and people just love the game and love them so much that people are going to go, oh, I just can't live without the Titans. I have to go to the game.
Do you think Tim Cook's going to walk out and be like, hey, you don't want to buy an iPhone? Fine, don't buy an iPhone. Don't do it. No, he's not going to do that because he knows better.
But see, they don't know better, and we've just circled back to my first point of this segment,
yes,
being that they're basically not that smart. This is not no one. I don't think we're going to see any of these players in a Mensa Society meeting. Pretty sure that's not going
to
happen.
All right, so expect to see a little bit less unsportsmanlike conduct this weekend as we see the NFL.
Just as Rodgers had asked for, that demonstration of love and unity. And I'm sure you heard the chant throughout Lambeau, USA, before the anthem. Thursday Night Football.
8:15 at WMEL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66. I want to take you westbound inside the Beltway. That's where we have the crash. And it looks like they're trying to get everything to the right shoulder, but that right lane's still crowded. So westbound after you pass Glebe Road, we have that volume. But then quickly the pace will improve as you're heading up toward like Connector Road or even the Beltway. Beyond, we'll go 66 west after the Beltway at Nutley Street. That crash has been cleared. Heading in toward Vienna on Maple Avenue, they were dealing with a minor incident as you pass Nutley Street. So a little bit of stop and go. Wilson Bridge backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Top side of the Beltway, we have been jammed now from 95 and around to George Avenue in that inner loop. Crews tell me, nope, there wasn't anything there. It looks like it's sun glare delays heading through that stretch. And broken downs on 29 southbound out of White Oak toward Four Corners. We had one near the Trader Joe's and then one near University Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, are you ready for fall? Because it's ready for you. Today, sunny, high about 75. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 59. And tomorrow, except for a few afternoon clouds, it's going to be mainly sunny with a high near 70 tomorrow. And Sunday, sunny, highs in the low 70s. Currently in our nation's capital, 60 degrees at 8:17. And this traffic and weather brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank. While technology allows us to be everywhere you need to be, our focus is on you. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
I am so happy to be sharing this story with everyone. I love this story. So stay with me because it doesn't start out happy. Wednesday, President Trump was being escorted through Indiana. He was going back to Air Force One. And so he has a big escort. There's police cars and motorcycle cops and the whole bit. Well, one of the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police officers, Robert Turner, was riding a motorcycle and he crashed on I-70. We don't know why he crashed. That's unknown. But what's really sad is it looks like a lot of people stopped to take pictures of him because there's pictures of his motorcycle lying in the middle of I-70. His body on the side of the road up against the divider there, the Jersey divider, right? People aren't stopping to help him, but hey, let's take a picture, which is really sad. It looks like he's cut and he's laying there on the ground, not really moving. So he was rushed to the hospital. He was put in a neck brace and he appeared to be in very poor condition. Well, the happy part of the story is the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department posted a video to Facebook. So we want you to hear the audio from that video, and hopefully you can hear this.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Right, Jeff?
Believe so. I'm not sure. I haven't had the x-ray on it yet.
So clearly that was Officer Turner. Guess who he was talking to? He was talking to Vince. How did you know, Mike McKay?
See, I feel like I just need to be involved in these things and just, like, you know, make sure to call people when they're struggling in tough times.
Well, someone far more important than you. Sorry, Vince.
Oh.
The president of the United States, one Donald J. Trump, who refused to board Air Force One until he could speak to the officer.
Wow.
He refused to get on that plane until he could speak to the officer and find out if he was okay. That is a class act.
Yeah.
I love this story, and you're not going to see it in the media anywhere because it shows President Trump in a good light, and the officer was black. Ha!
Uh-oh.
On top of it.
Yeah. No, this is blackout coverage now. There's no way this is getting touched. This reminds me of when, I think he's done a couple things like this, obviously, but this reminds me of when the Marine's cover flew off in front of Marine One. And he just kept trying to put the cover back on. And the guy's standing there, you know, just with, like, at attention, I think. And he just keeps trying to put the cover on his head. He wants to help him. And finally, somebody's like, "Mr. President, I got this. I'll take care of it. You don't have to do that." And so he's, you know, trying to
the
be
hat.
A helpful fellow.
For people who don't, it's a hat covers the official word for the hat.
That's right. That's right. For you civvies out there, yeah. he's trying to put his hat on. So I think this is a great story for a bunch of reasons, but it's nice to see. And you always hear stories of, say, like out of the Reagan White House about how nice Ronald Reagan was to literally everyone. I mean, people be like, you know, putting down carpeting and he'd be like, sorry that he got in their way, things like that. So if nothing else, it's nice to see President Trump so sweet to people that that he doesn't have to be, but he goes out of his way to do it, and that's pretty cool.
Well, and we've heard through his whole life, you heard these stories during the campaign from his butler, from people who know him, for people who came forward. You know, some guy helped him on the side of the road with a flat tire, you know, and Donald Trump at the time says, "Is there anything I could do for you?" He said, "Oh, could you send my wife some flowers? You know, that'd be really great." Instead, he paid their mortgage. You know, like, and you don't hear those stories in the media. It doesn't get a lot of play, but the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department posted that video of the officer speaking to the president, and they said calls were made by his staff to Chief Brian Roach checking on on Cycle Officer Turner. President Trump even took the time to speak with Officer Turner after the accident to check on him. "Thank you for your compassion, concern, and leadership, Mr. President."
Yeah.
So, man, he won over a lot of fans on that one.
Yeah, the Donald comes through in the clutch. So this is a neat story. And again, I think you're right. It's kind of an unfortunate indictment of the press, which I can't believe we have to go through so often, that these things are treated as if they didn't happen, as if they just. There's no way. Nothing that sort of mitigates the caricature that's been built of the President of the United States can ever penetrate the consciousness of the public. It's got to be, it's always sort of got to either fit a storyline or not be discussed at all. And this is what we refer to as selection bias. Not even like having a biased way of presenting the story, which would be, I don't even know how you twist this. It's not reporting the story at all. It's just being like, no, that didn't happen. Or just not even acknowledging its existence.
And the sad thing about it is that so many people who follow the mainstream media or don't listen to this show will go through not knowing this, will not even know that this happened, and it's really, really sad. So that's why we bring it to you. 823 on WMAL.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Headline after headline, night after night, more viewers are turning to ABC 7 News at 6, Washington's new top choice for local news at 6 p.m. Michelle Marsh, Jonathan Elias, ABC 7 News at 6, on your side weeknights.
Sooner or later, the humans are going to find us up here.
A new Marvel television series is coming to ABC.
We need to go to Earth now.
To our rightful home!
A royal family locked in an epic struggle.
You're talking about treason.
For control of their kingdom. Two brothers.
We will not let anyone stop us.
One throne.
Because nothing can keep us from being free.
Marvel's Inhumans special premiere.
Starting tonight at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
8:25 in a WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update is now sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Here we go. Coming through White Oak, Maryland, 29 commuters. Definitely seeing those slowdown delays down toward Four Corners. Focused as you pass Lockwood Drive near the Trader Joe's. We had stalled and getting better. After you pass that, we had the broken down near University Boulevard. Looks like lanes are open, so definitely seeing some improve. Coming off of 95, your outer loop delays take you slowly around toward Georgia Avenue. Now the inner loop, as you come around past Old Georgetown Road off of both the Beltway and 270, that's slow. The culprit is the sun glare, so really take it easy. You want to make sure you allow plenty of space between you and the car in front of you. Won't any accidents there. George Washington Parkway, southbound past the overlooks to the Key Bridge, slow. And now crash reported George Washington Parkway southbound at the 14th Street Bridge. Suffering from knee or back pain? Call 800-888-KNEE. Learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much cooler air now settling in this morning. A north breeze around, and we'll continue with clear sky. Go with sunshine this afternoon. Up to 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 60 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
All right. Liam Neeson. You remember we talked about him recently, and we were saying he's retiring from action movies. He's done with that. In fact, here's one of his most famous action sequences. This is more of a monologue, if you will. That sounds like an NFL game.
It does.
It does. It definitely does. Cut 27. Mike, let's see what Liam Neeson has to say.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Oh, yes! Do that more! Liam Neeson, will you kill people more often, please? Anyway, he said that he was... He had originally said that he was going to be done with these action movies. Now he's saying, it's not true. Look at me. You're talking in the past tense. His agent must have gotten to him. I'm going to be doing action movies until they bury me in the ground. I'm unretired, he says. So whatever his prior position on this is, he's changed. By the way, he's playing Mark Felt, the whistleblower FBI agent from who we now know was Deep Throat. And here's Liam as Mark.
Whenever the FBI hears a piece of gossip or information such as, I saw so-and-so out with another woman, not his wife, we're supposed to write everything down in memos.
That's right. In that movie, Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House, he was speaking, that was the premiere he spoke at where he unretired.
Do you know if Neeson retires, unretires, retires, and unretires a couple more times? He'll have done it as many times as Cher.
He's on his way.
828 on WMAL.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to prepare for the future, but its IT infrastructure was stuck in the past. So CDWG orchestrated a converged infrastructure solution featuring Dell EMC technology. It modernized their data center using the industry's most innovative infrastructure portfolio. Servers and storage by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG. People who get it.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
So, yeah, we're not done. Coming up at 8:35, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel will get the countdown on Tom Price and a roundup of all the news from Capitol Hill. It is now 8:30, and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico is furious this morning at a comment made by a key Trump administration official defending their response to Hurricane Maria. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke said yesterday,
"It is really a good news story in terms of our ability to reach people and the limited number of deaths that have taken place in such a devastating hurricane."
But San Juan Mayor Carmen Julene Cruz isn't having it.
"Damn it, this is not a good news story. This is a people are dying story. This is a life or death story. There's a truckload of stuff that cannot be taken to people's story. This is a story of a devastation that continues to worsen."
Cruz says people from FEMA have their heart in the right place, but more must be done to get food and water to the people who desperately need it. A federal appeals court has tossed out D.C.'s concealed carry gun law by refusing to reconsider a three-judge panel's ruling doing so in July. Hollywood is rallying around actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus after she revealed she's battling breast cancer.
Louis-Dreyfus has advocated for cancer research in the past by teaming up with the Livestrong Foundation. Several stars have sent support to the actress, including a special shout-out from fellow Veep, Joe Biden. HBO says the filming of Veep's seventh and final season will be adjusted if needed to accommodate its star.
Correspondent Andy Rose checking your money. The Dow opens today at 22,381. The Nasdaq at 64,53. Sports sponsored by Liberty Mutual. The Nationals top the Pirates despite a blown save by Sean Doolittle. The O's are idle to take on the Rays tonight. Thursday night football, Green Bay wins. NHL preseason, the Caps play the Hurricanes tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
For coming.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800.
I know who you are. Come on in.
Yes, ma'am. 1-800 got junk.
Fred looks 20 years younger.
Fred?
My next door neighbor. You guys were there yesterday.
He wanted to wear my hat.
20 years younger.
All you have to do is point,
and whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
He showed me his driver's license. He actually became 20 years younger.
We can't promise that, ma'am,
but anything is possible.
Let's get rid of that, and that, and that.
Will there be anything else?
I feel amazing. Hand me a mirror. I love you guys.
Take a look at your driver's license. Spread the word, ma'am.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Love is complicated. Buying a diamond shouldn't be. So our sales consultants are trained to make things easy. They explain diamond grading in a way that makes sense. And they demonstrate the differences so pricing becomes simple to understand. At Mervis Diamonds, your personal consultant will spend as much time as you like helping you select. That way, you get the right diamond. A fine quality diamond with natural beauty that cannot be tamed. The only thing our diamonds won't do is simply blend in. Each Mervis diamond makes its own statement. And all at a far, far lower price than you'd expect. At Mervis, you get ideal quality, old world service, and value not available anywhere else. That's why Mervis is the first name in diamonds. So if she loves diamonds, you'll love Mervis. Financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers. Appointments preferred. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
It's fall. Time to get ready, get focused, and gear up. Come to Cabela's Deer Classic and find great deals on the latest hunting gear and apparel. Save up to 20% on rifle ammo from Tullamo, Remington, and Hornady. Get $60 off Liberty Pro Vault Series gun safes and get $90 off a Cabela's Deluxe 8.7-inch slicer, plus $30 off Ruger LCP2 pistols. Fall is here. Don't miss Cabela's Deer Classic. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
As it relates to your age, your numbers, your retirement, and what to consider, I would say build a plan. And I don't mean like a big financial plan. Let's not make it too complicated here. Mm-hmm. Instead, let's just strategically think out what's going to happen based on when you retire and when you become eligible for various benefits.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound. Brief delay at 175 and then through the Laurel interchanges. Heavy delays. I-95 southbound cruiser dealing with the incident. Southbound 95 past 195. I-95, and that is where we're finding big delays. It's going to be a very slow through that corridor as you pass 695. So keep alert. On 29 through White Oak down to the Trader Joe's, that's been stop and go due to the broken down. On 270, we had two separate incidents near the lane divide. They've been cleared, but still big backups just south of Gaithersburg. George Washington Parkway, busy south of 123 and heading off and on down toward the Key Bridge. And then beyond southbound as you approach the 14th Street Bridge. Crews tell me they have the incident over to the shoulder, but still some activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cooler this morning than yesterday morning. Sunshine 75 later. Tonight mainly clear, 59 for the overnight low. Outside the Beltway will be cooler. Sun and clouds 70 tomorrow. On Sunday, mostly sunny, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Vienna, 57 in La Plata, 60 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Morning. So we're doing a watch here, Vince. I'm Mary Walton, who's Vince Colonies, by the way. It's Friday. For those of you still not attuned to place and or time yet, it is Friday. Congratulations.
Well,
almost into October, and it feels like fall out there finally.
Yeah.
So congratulations. You've made it this far. It's the end of the week. Another week under the belt.
Indeed.
And since it's Friday, guess who's joining us? It's Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. Brett, good morning and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. So great to have you.
Good morning. It does feel like fall out there.
I love it.
Finally.
I'm so happy. Brett, we've been joking around, but we've kind of got like a death clock on Tom Price's career with the administration going here. Do you think that he is going to get the box, or do you think that President Trump is going to keep him on as long as he repays the difference, he's learned his lesson, and he abides by the rules here going forward?
Yeah, when it first was asked, the president was, about this whole deal, he did not seem pleased and clearly made that clear to everybody asking. And when asked if he was going to fire him, he said, "We'll see." Well, last time he said "we'll see" was when he was asked about Steve Bannon, whether he was going to stick around or not. So going in, I thought maybe Tom Price was not long for the cabinet, but you know, in retrospect, as you look at it, I think the thought of another nomination process and another Senate hearing for an HHS secretary in the middle of two failures to repeal and replace Obamacare, in the middle of dealing with the regulations that they can affect from the HHS point of view, I don't think he's going to get rid of him. I think he's probably going to wrap his knuckles and say you have to pay. By the way, he's paying $52,000 of the $400,000 for the planes. But anyway, I think it was a mess. There's going to be a mea culpa, and if I had to bet, he sticks on.
Yeah, it's interesting that the dynamics here. You mentioned the fact that they haven't been able to get an Obamacare repeal and replace passed. If you go back to, I think it's July, at that Boy Scout Jamboree, the president joked about firing Tom Price if he doesn't get the votes to repeal and replace. And I got to wonder if in the mind of the president, he's both disheartened by that failure, and now he's seeing his HHS secretary roll around on a private jet.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of those things. He wants wins, and it's not a win to be talking about this and to be the press focusing on it, and it's clearly not a win legislatively. So, but I think the downside is having to go through all of that and get rid of somebody who at least understands where the skeletons are buried inside the HHS now.
Well, you had Tom Price on last night, and when you were talking to him, it really seemed like he had a very tough call with the President of the United States.
It did. Yeah, I asked him about it. He didn't want to talk about specifics about what he said, but he said he was clearly very angry. And I said, well, how? He said, I just know he was very angry.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how that conversation went.
Yeah, I want to talk about Puerto Rico and the media coverage with Puerto Rico, and they're calling it President Trump's Katrina. Yet the Puerto Rican governor, Ricardo Rosello, was asked about the U.S. response to Puerto Rico. And he said that, look, the president's been there every time we've called him. We have a little bit of that here for you to hear.
Okay.
Nope, never mind. So the governor said, yeah, everything's been great. Every time we've asked the president for any kind of anything, he's always sent it. What do you think about the response? Is he getting a fair shake here, the president?
Listen, it's a disaster. That is a really bad disaster. But the elements to this are that the material, a lot of it is there. The food, the water, the supplies. The trouble is to get through the island and to get them to everybody on the ground. And slowly but surely, I think they're getting the people there to do that. The criticism was that the president's eye wasn't on the ball more than, you know, Texas or Florida. But you're right. Every time the Puerto Rican governor is asked about it, he said, whenever we ask for something, it's instantaneous. And the federal officials, FEMA, and the administration do it. To the point where they didn't think they had to waive what's called the Jones Act, because it wasn't a problem getting the stuff to the port. The problem was to get the stuff from the port to the people. But when the governor said, can you waive the Jones Act, the president did it. And so, yes, I think there is an issue, but I also think that officials saying that this is a good news story is not the communication bullet point to put out there. It's not a good news story. It's a bad news story,
right.
And they're just trying to deal with it.
Yeah, they just trying to emphasize that the response has been as competent as they can get it to be. And I know you spoke with Governor Rosello, too, and he said the same thing to you. He said, yeah, the president has been as responsive as we've needed him to be. So we'll see how that goes. Obviously, we're hoping for the best there. I want to ask you about tax reform, which is to say that this is the big legislative thing this week. This is the thing that the president went to Indiana to push, and he gave us some definition by giving us sort of the broad outline. When do you think we can expect to see, say, actual numbers on the tax brackets?
So first, they have to pass the budget, and that gives them the number that they can deal with for tax reform. So right now it's slated in the Senate side, the budget at about $1.5 trillion for the tax cuts, and that gets you to the numbers roughly the framework is talking about. But the budget has to go through first. And, you know, it's an interesting dynamic to watch Republicans who in the past have campaigned as deficit debt hawks, sometimes campaigning with a giant national debt clock behind them, worried about the $20 trillion, and now kind of much more supply side, much more Art Laffer, much more, you know, big tax cuts, don't worry about the deficit, are going to, you can grow your way out of it. So there will be an internal battle yet to come. But I think by the end of October, we'll have the specific numbers that Congress is dealing with.
Part of that battle will be assessing whether or not they can actually reach the growth rates the president's been promising. He keeps saying 3%. So far this year, it's actually been pretty good. These storms are going to be a little bit of a damper on that growth rate, I think. But will any of the scoring bodies actually use the 3% growth rate number as the way to assess the deficit impact?
It's tough. I don't think they're going to, but, you know, last quarter we revised up to 3.1%. You're right, the storms will have an impact, but, you know, they envision north of 3% with, you know, businesses reinvesting the way that they've structured the tax reform. And it's a bit rose-colored if you're sitting in the CBO. And they, you know, they're not a dynamic scoring kind of operation.
Right.
But the House and Senate is going to say that's how you have to do it.
I just wanted to take a moment here to talk about President Trump and health care, because he came out and said that he's going to be signing a very major executive order where people can go out, cross state lines, do lots of things and buy their own health care. And it's probably going to be signed next week. The president taking health care into his own hands. My question to you, though, is an executive order on this legal?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer to that, because you know, you're dealing with something that each state has dealt with, and the cross-state line things, it's always talked about, but how it can be done on the executive order and not legislation, I think has to be tested yet.
Yeah, especially it feels like if it could have been, it may have already been done this administration, but so far, no luck. Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel, and of course on Special Report every evening at 6. Thanks as always for joining us here.
All right, have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Nice to talk to you.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway topside, trying to navigate around the curves here past George Avenue, Connecticut Avenue. We've had backups over near 95, which we typically do every morning. And in the backups, now a crash on the outer loop right at University Boulevard left side. So a lot to deal with there. Getting down to the Beltway on 95, the challenge as you leave Baltimore is going to be southbound on 95 before you get to 895. BW Parkway right in that same stretch. Looks like it's taking a little bit of bailout traffic, and then through Laurel stop and go. Hey, 66, this will be inside the Beltway. If you heard me talk about the westbound delays, still have a bit of stop and go. They're trying to confine this crash westbound 66 at Glebe Road to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cooler this morning than yesterday morning. Sunshine 75 later. Tonight mainly clear, 59 for the overnight low. Outside the Beltway will be cooler. Sun and clouds 70 tomorrow. On Sunday mostly sunny, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 60 fall degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
Okay, so apparently, look, it's fall. Let's be honest. And today, more so than any day so far, we're going to feel it. But one other way you might feel it is when you go shopping for food and drinks, everything is covered in pumpkin.
Yes.
It's just coming up pumpkin. I know, Mary, people keep sending you all these pumpkin spice recipes, spice everything.
If you say you like pumpkin, there's somebody, one of my friends, the only time I ever hear from him on social media is in the fall, and he finds every pumpkin recipe he can possibly find and posts it on my page. And I have no time to bake or do anything, but he... everything. It's hilarious.
Well, apparently Villa Italian Kitchen in New Jersey has taken it up a notch. They've decided to put pumpkin spice all over their pizza.
Ew.
And I know, and it's causing a hot debate across the country. Jimmy Kimmel hit it this week. Here's him talking about this.
There's another threat on the horizon that is maybe even more disturbing than anything we've seen in Congress this week. And that is this. Put this up. That is... Yeah, that's pumpkin spice pizza. This is a real item on a menu at a restaurant called Villa Italian Kitchen, where someone, I don't know who, probably a monster, decided it would be a good idea to combine pumpkin spice and pizza, two things that go together like peanut butter and snow tires, okay? This restaurant apparently has 230 locations, some of them here in L.A., and whether or not you think pumpkin spice is good on pizza, I think we can all agree that pumpkin spice is not good on pizza, okay? Is nothing sacred? I don't even believe they did this on purpose. I bet a delivery guy spilled his latte on an order and refused to admit that he screwed up. But imagine a child born in, like, Indiana or someplace where they don't know anything about pizza. Innocently, she goes to the mall with her family, and she tries pizza for the first time. And it's that pizza. It's pumpkin spice. And she hates it. She wastes years of her life thinking pizza tastes like nutmeg.
A Fortune has a piece on this. Fortune?
Yeah.
Fortune magazine says, pumpkin spice pizza tries to ruin the first day of autumn.
That's so funny.
Ew, I love pumpkin spice. I love that. but I am very discriminating about it. This is just over the top.
This poor pizza chain. By the way, just to be really clear here, I'm not even going to test it. That's how offended I am.
And it's not like a, it's not a dessert pizza. I could see if it were, if it was like a dessert pizza with a nice crust and they put it into the crust.
No, let me alleviate that concern for a moment, because today wrote this up, NBC's Today, and they said the pie's hand-stretched pizza dough is topped with pumpkin pie filling and mozzarella cheese. After it's baked, additional pumpkin pie filling is added on top. I don't think that that's rescuing this proposition at all.
You know what, though? I have to tell you, pumpkin spice on top of mozzarella cheese is not terribly awfully offensive if you give it a little bit of a sweetness to it, because mozzarella cheese doesn't really have a flavor.
I hear an openness here.
It's not terrible, but if you're putting the tomato and everything, no.
All right, well, I'll stick to my pineapple then.
Yeah, I'm with you. No on that.
850 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
American small business owners are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Things are better, but we're not out of the woods yet. And sometimes getting clients to pay on time can be a challenge. Stop waiting on your net 30, 60, and 90-day invoices and get paid right now. Let AmeriFactors help get your business moving. AmeriFactors can get you the cash you need wired to you overnight. And there's nothing to pay back. AmeriFactors simply buys your accounts receivable. And if those clients don't pay on those invoices, AmeriFactors takes the loss, not you. $5,000, $5 million, easy. Just call AmeriFactors. And the best news is that most applicants are approved. Stop waiting on your net 30s, 60s, and 90s and get paid now. That's right. Get the cash you need now with nothing to pay back. AmeriFactors, helping America's small businesses be great again. Call 800-336-6468. That's 800-336-6468. 800-336-6468.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
What do cigarettes, alcohol, and sugar have in common? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. If you want to stop smoking, drinking, or eating too much sugar, cold turkey may be the way to go. Registered dietitian Brooke Alpert says early on in her practice, she would try to wean people off sugar or ask them to eat it only in moderation. But she soon found out it was just ineffective to ask people to eat less of something when they're already struggling with this bad habit. You wouldn't ask an alcoholic to just drink two beers, she says. Alpert's book is called The Sugar Detox, and it lays out a detailed plan for a sugar detox. Cut added sugars out of your diet, and chances are you're going to lose weight fast, and you're going to feel better almost immediately, she says. Alpert says that when the first few days of your detox will likely be the most challenging, so you want to start when your schedule is going to be the most supportive. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
What if hiring could be easier, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, their smart technology notifies the most qualified candidates to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. Get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to you or your team wherever you are. And with our app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. We'll transcribe your voicemails and send them to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're always on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/business. Grasshopper.com/business.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
8:55 in WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, you do your best to enjoy this weekend.
I will. You do the same. And as we try to get rid of the rush hour of Let's Go 50 inside the Beltway, Arlington Boulevard, this has been a slow go here. Crews looking to see if there's an incident as you come inbound 50. A lot of commuters head up toward Fort Myers. So this accident before you get to the exit for 27 Washington Boulevard near Fillmore Street. They're also checking the timing of those signal lights. So expect heavy delays. Still slow, 66 in the westbound direction through Falls Church passing Glebe Road because of the crash along the right side. The Beltway jams up a bit in Annandale and then before 66 off and on toward the toll road. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. Still have the backups from College Park to Silver Spring, and the crash in the delays was along the left side at University Boulevard. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out that weekend WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A north breeze ushering in cooler air. Good-looking day today. Numbers already down this morning, and they'll be down from where they were yesterday. As we go on through this Friday afternoon, a sunny 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. Choose from 5 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of October 16th. Weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
No money down, no interest, and no payments until March 2018 at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Throughout September, you can choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until March 2018. Save huge on energy now with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right? The Window Man can.
Financing program with approved credit. Not all applicants will be approved.
I used to find homework really hard.
It's not because I wasn't capable.
Or motivated.
Quite the opposite, in fact.
I loved school. No, it's because we didn't have the internet at home. But now we do.
and doing homework is a lot easier.
I can research online.
Send work over the internet.
Even email my teacher.
All from home.
Yeah, the internet has changed everything.
Now I'm excited about school.
I work hard.
And I can get my homework done.
Every day.
Because I know there's nothing holding me back.
Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 4 million people in need to low-cost, high-speed internet at home, giving every student the opportunity to succeed. Comcast.
Coming up Monday on WMAL, I hear we have a rare Monday Larry Michael appearance.
Yeah, we got Larry.
It's amazing.
Because Redskins are playing Monday, and then we have Yul Dehanova. Oh, Joe Dehanova. Sorry, I pronounced that incorrectly. You know who pronounces stuff great? Chris Plant.
Are you mispronouncing things today? Is that what's happening here?
All the time, dude.
Well, we got a little bit of NFL stuff. There was a big football game last night. My Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers. I didn't watch, but, you know, I saw a couple of highlights and all that stuff. And like coming up.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM